Welcome back, Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Jacob, and you're listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large, and give us a chance to get to know them a bit better. Joining us today is Brandon. Brandon, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking.
That's great.
So why don't we start? Tell us a bit about yourself. What program, what year are you in, and what made you want to come to Laurier in the first place?
Sure. So I'm currently a third-year student in the BBA, or that's Bachelor of Business Administration program here at Laurier in the Waterloo campus. And I'm also in the co-op program. And I think what really made me come to Laurier was just the both the campus environment and the vibe of the campus, in terms of, you know, it's a small campus and it's very tight knit, but also, you know, the exceptional like business program that's very, you know, it's a well-rounded program. And, you know, Laurier is really well known for their experiential learning programs such as co-op. Mm-hmm. And so I think it seemed like a really good fit.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So getting into some board of directors related questions. What role do you believe that the Students' Union plays in the lives of the other students?
Sure. So really they really play a big role in shaping, you know, the student life aspect on campus. So really that's going to be most noticeable to students, you know, through the clubs and events that are put on. So whether it's the A-team that's organizing concerts or whether it's different clubs and activities that are really focusing on making sure that students really are able to enjoy their experience while they're here at Laurier, but also providing opportunities for professional growth and development, and really the ability for students to kind of network with like-minded people through clubs and different events and activities. So really some might say they're the glue that holds campus together.
Yeah. So what made you want to run for director of the board?
So I think I've really, I did contemplate this kind of last year, but I didn't feel I was ready then. But mm-hmm. I think as I've been more engaged, you know, with Senate and my recently elected back in October to the Senate, right, and through that role, I've really come to realize how much I really enjoy engaging with the students, you know, and hearing their concerns and really just getting out there and, you know, mm-hmm. hearing what
putting
really
your voice
how
out
I can
there.
Sorry?
Putting your voice out there. If
for sure. Definitely. And really, because at the end of the day, you know, I care about my peers and really want to make sure that we all can have a great experience while here at Laurier. So I thought this would be, you know, a good opportunity to really augment my role on Senate and into really the board of directors to really help further shape student life here at Laurier.
And why do you feel that you're qualified for the position?
So I feel I'm qualified, you know, given my, as I just mentioned, you know, my background with Senate, but I've also mm-hmm. been involved in a number of different activities and clubs through my time at Laurier, and from the Rotaract Club here at Laurier, which is sort of like the university version of like Rotary Clubs, to the Accounting Club and the LASOC. There's so many different opportunities I've come to learn, and I really want to make sure that we're continuing to provide those opportunities for students, because they really are truly beneficial to the overall student experience. Mm-hmm. And I think having my background, you know, running some of those clubs, being the treasurer of the Rotor Club, but I've also been involved in some of the advocacy back in, I believe it was second year, I was actually involved with the LSAC. It was called the Library Student Advisory Council. And it was basically just, you know, a combination of undergraduate and graduate students who really sat in like a committee at the library to really, you know, what are the concerns students are facing, right? And like one of the concerns, you know, and I'm sure it's still going to be, I mean, times are different right now. So campus is kind of pretty much closed, but like study space, right? I mean, students are always wanting study space. And mm-hmm. and again, the Students' Union, you know, they also have the 2-4 lounge, there's different aspects. So I've come to really kind of learn the issues that students are facing. And I'm really tangible about getting results at the end of the day, you know, trying to get things done, not just talking, but actually getting results.
Mm-hmm. And an important part of results is transparency. So how important do you believe that transparency is to the board, and what role do you think it plays as a director of the board?
You know, that's a great question. Transparency, I think, is paramount, because it really fosters trust in, with the student ownership, which is all of us as undergraduate students here at Laurier. And so really ensuring that decisions we're making, you know, students are understanding what decisions are being made, you know, why are they being made that way, and really ensuring the information is put out there about decisions that might impact them. Because I think from based on my experience at Senate, I think past year, you know, there's been a lot of misinformation that's been going around. And I think it stems from really misunderstandings from students in terms of the role of, say, the Students' Union and, you know, what they can and cannot do. For instance, I believe there's a referendum question going forward this year. But like there was a lot of, you know, talk about in terms of the coverage of, you know, certain like medications and stuff, right? The benefits. So again, like that was sort of the board's hands are kind of tied because of like increases in that were like have to go through a referendum, right? So there's different pieces that students may not understand. So it may be frustrating for them, but really trying to ensure that, you know, really that there's that linkage, if you will, between the decisions that are being made and students can really understand. Or likewise, you know, through my role in Senate, like a big one is, again, the Students Union took a lot of flack for the respondents issue when really,
right.
As senators, that's more of an academic piece. So really, we should be the ones kind of bearing the brunt of that, not the Students Union, if you will, in terms of the backlash and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. So as a director of the board, you'll be expected to work as a member of a team, obviously. So why do you think that you'll be able to do this effectively?
You know, I have, again, I've proven experience like on the Senate. I mean, we are, so there's 8 students on the Senate. There's one graduate student. There's one student from Brantford, and there's the remaining are from Waterloo undergraduate students. So in total, there's 8 students on Senate. And we really try to work collaboratively behind the scenes, you know, discuss and bounce ideas and issues off each other to really, because at the end of the day, you know, by adding all those different perspectives, it really helps to solidify our ideas and really strategize to be successful in trying to accomplish and get things done. You know, like that, again, that's what happened, the CR option, you know, I mean, for one person to take it on themselves, that's a momentous task. But when you have a team that's all worked towards that same common goal, you really can get things done.
Right. And to be able to pull your ideas and get a sort of common understanding and, you know, get the most out of everyone's ideas really helps when you're trying to get the best out of a group of people.
For sure. And exactly. And that's just it. There's, you know, diverse opinions, perspectives, and that really, it really helps to find better solutions at all in the long run.
Absolutely. So what will you be doing to attempt to encourage unity between the Brantford and Laurier campuses?
So part of my role in Blue Vernon Senate is, you know, I'm really, so while I'm like an undergraduate senator, I really work closely with the Brantford student senator. And I really, you know, I've met with students on the Brantford campus, like over Zoom. And I think in the environment we're in right now, I mean, it's perfect, the emails and Zoom, because I really think it's important that to have both perspectives, because I, you know, Brantford students, they may feel left out or like we so you really want to ensure that there's that balance between both campuses to really ensure that I can have, while I'm on the Waterloo campus, I have a good understanding of what are the issues students are facing on the Brantford campus, you know, study space or these different issues, because I might not be there all the time, but they're just as important as the Waterloo students as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. And my final question for you here, how will you work to support your team and encourage cohesion in the Students Union?
Sure. So I'm big on, you know, and I think just really having team building exercises and really just getting to know, you know, my fellow directors on the board to really understand and learn more about them, you know, what are their backgrounds. And I think, you know, just having chatting frequently with them to really bounce ideas to really ensure we're all keeping each other informed of, you know, different developments and our ideas we have, because really at the end of the day, it's about working together too for the common goal. And that is of improving the student life experience here at Laurier.
Absolutely. And on a team, once you're able to work together, anything is possible, especially when you're working on a team of people with like-minded ideas working towards a common goal with something like the board of directors. You're able to, like I said earlier, pool your ideas together. So
for sure.
Just finishing up here, is there anything you'd like to take the chance to say to any potential voters or the student populace?
No, I look forward to serving the undergraduate students on the board of directors for Laurier and hopefully the board of governors as well.
All right.
Represent students in a well-rounded manner.
All right. Well, thank you, Brandon, for joining me.
And thank you very much for the opportunity.